With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Day two this week of the Trump criminal trial, and a man has been taken into custody at the trial.
The man was a member of the public sitting in the overflow courtroom with the press where I was. He wanted to be in the main courtroom with Donald Trump, where seating is limited and first come, first serve. The man argued with court officers about this. Once the video went on in the overflow, he stood up to watch, was told he had to sit. The situation escalated. He went into the hallway with court officers, where I was told he would not back down about either standing in the overflow room or getting into the main courtroom. That's when the handcuffs came out, and a producer in the hallway says the man was taken into custody and escorted out. In court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, a judge has held a hearing on prosecutors' request to hold Donald Trump in contempt of court and fine him for social media posts that they say violated his gag order. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States is unhappy with Russia's latest rejection of an appeal from an imprisoned journalist. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will remain jailed on espionage charges until at least late June. This after a Moscow court rejected his appeal that sought to end his pre-trial detention. Reaction from White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It's just another example of the sham process that the Russians are running here. Evan's a reporter. He's not a spy. He's not a criminal. He needs to come home with his family right now.
Gershkovich was detained more than a year ago. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Stocks are ticking higher on Wall Street and adding to their hot start to the week. The Dow ahead 271 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index adding 270 also. This is SRN News. Religious freedom is on trial again in Finland.
Pavi Rasanen is a former member of the Finnish parliament who tweeted out a Bible verse 5 years ago which condemns homosexuality. Since that time, she has been in one court after another as the government seeks to punish her under the country's Hate Crimes and War Crimes Act. She's won every time, but now the Supreme Court of Finland says it will take up the case of the 64-year-old grandmother. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating pregnancies. New regulations also severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs. An increasing percentage of abortions in Russia are being carried out with drugs. This is SRN News. Mississippi legislators advance bills to give voting rights back to 32 people convicted of felonies.
The move comes weeks after a Senate leader killed a broader bill that would have restored suffrage to many more people with criminal records. The bills are necessary due to Mississippi's piecemeal approach to restoring voting rights to people convicted of felony offenses who have paid their debts to society. They also reflect the legacy of the state's original list of disenfranchising crimes, which springs from the Jim Crow era. Mississippi is among the 26 states that remove voting rights from people for criminal convictions. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The Chicago Bears have scheduled a Wednesday news conference to announce plans for a state-of-the-art, publicly owned, enclosed stadium on the city's museum campus near Lake Michigan. Soldier Field has been the Bears' home since 1971. The team's lease there runs through 2033. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.